This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert.
But first, the case of a man wanted for murder from Florida. His name is Fernando Zabla, and police say he trapped his victim with a simple act of magic.
For the last 20 years, the hit TV show America's Most Wanted has used dramatized feature stories to get help hunting fugitives on the run and solve cases. For years, AMW was the only national show of its kind letting citizens help solve crimes. But as KJZZ's Tony Ganser reports, the Internet is helping to write a new chapter in American justice.
The Big Stick Cigar Shop in Mesa is pretty cut and dried.
Just a place to come, hang out, have a good time, smoke a cigar.
CNN plays on flat-screen TVs bolted to the wood-paneled walls. Most of the customers and shop owner Bob Gerton are mulling at one side of the shop. Near them, there's a pool table, cases full of lighters, and expensive wristwatches.
My cigar lounge is a smoking environment that you can come in and shoot a game of pool, play some cards, some dominoes, chess, checkers.
It wasn't the dominoes that gave Big Stick's headlines last month, though. Gerton's shop has a high-quality video system which clearly recorded the faces of a shoplifter and his accomplice. The thief can be seen looking for a camera above the case before clumsily grabbing two expensive Seiko watches. After filing a police report, Gerton began handing out flyers with suspect pictures on them and moved to put the video online in hopes of
making him famous, embarrassing him. Maybe even getting him to turn himself in, which didn't happen.
I was doing it more to make it easier for people to see it, you know, not just on his website, that it would be on YouTube. People know YouTube.
That's Gerton's friend, Jared Smith. He suggested the surveillance tape be put on the video sharing site YouTube in hopes someone would recognize the shoplifter. To sweeten the deal, Gerton offered a $1,000 reward.
I had somebody wrong me. I didn't want him to do it to another small business owner. There's a lot of small business owners out there that just barely make it by, and you steal $2,000 from them, that might be all that they make that month. And I don't think it's fair.
Gerton's video has been viewed more than 30,000 times. Police caught the thief late last month after the watches were spotted in a pawn shop down the street from Big Stick's. Though it's not clear what effect YouTube had in the case being solved, Jared Smith wants more surveillance videos on the web.
I think that there should be a site called Crime Pays or something that the owners put up a bounty on these people's heads and they can show their videos. It would really work if everybody got together and got the video surveillance up to par.
It's sort of a new phenomenon that people are putting these things up.
Steve Corman is with ASU's Hugh Downs School of Communication. He keeps an eye on Web 2.0 or interactive internet material like wikis or blogs.
If it really got to be a popular thing where there were thousands and thousands of these videos out there, it's a little hard to imagine people sitting there all day looking at crime clips on YouTube.
Corman is intrigued by this interactive form of justice. More and more, users are not using YouTube just for stop-motion movies or music videos. Increasingly, it's about bringing attention to a cause. Corman points to a case in Tacoma, Washington. There, a woman frustrated by prostitutes in her neighborhood posted video of the women and Johns online. Another man in New Zealand posted a video about his stolen laptop. It was viewed 500,000 times.
One thing I've seen is an example of people using this for sort of community self-defense purposes.
There's only a handful of these justice seekers posting to YouTube and offering a reward, but Corman says the site is giving people a voice, much like blogs do. In this case, the voice comes with pictures. The videos allow users to help each other find justice, much in the interactive vein of America's Most Wanted, but with one big difference.
When we train our producers very carefully, we don't air an allegation that isn't backed up by law enforcement.
Steve Katz is a supervising producer for America's Most Wanted.
We make sure that we actually have a copy of a warrant for an arrest before we say a guy is wanted for a crime. We have a legal system in this country, and that legal system ought to be followed.
Katz makes it clear his program is not a crime-fighting tool. It's just a TV broadcast. He says people who watch America's Most Wanted and YouTube users should call authorities with tips and not act on the cases themselves.
Any way to get that information out is not necessarily a bad thing, as long as the right thing is done with it once it's out there.
Shop owner Bob Gerton takes pleasure knowing police caught the shoplifter, and he says he'll definitely post videos again.
Don't wrong me. I will get you.
Gerton thinks more shop owners should post videos and offer rewards to find justice. He admits it wasn't just the video that solved the case, but many people and police working together. The tipster in the shoplifting case took half the reward and gave the other half to a fund for fallen police officers. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.
You can hear this story again at kjzz.org.